SCORE-DS, the Supply Chain Operations Reference Model, SCORE, has been in use by a wide range of organizations since its introduction in 1996. The Supply Chain Council created it, and in 2014, this council merged with ASCM, formerly APEX. In 2022, SCORE received a major consensus-driven update to represent a wider range of organizations. If you are familiar with the model, note that there are now many differences, including new metrics and codes for metrics. It is now called the SCORE Digital Standard, SCORE-DS. Anyone who is registered on www.a-s-c-m.org can access this model for free. The ultimate purpose of SCORE-DS is to design supply chains that focus on satisfying customer demand. Exhibit 1-33 shows that SCORE-DS has 7 major management processes arranged in 2 infinity loops to show that these processes are never-ending. Exhibit 1-33, SCORE-DS major management processes form never-ending cycle. This process framework can be used for business process improvement, to capture the as-is and to-be states, performance benchmarking, best practice analysis, practices and technologies that result in significantly better performance and help organizations start out at least even with competitors, and organizational design, assessing skills and staffing needs and aligning this information to internal targets. Exhibit 1-34 shows how SCORE-DS has levels 0 through 4 in its process model. Level 0 is orchestrate. The other 6 major processes are at level 1 of the hierarchy. Levels 2 and 3 are defined in the model, but level 4 is not. Organizations define this level, and possibly even lower levels, using industry, organization, and location-specific processes. Exhibit 1-34, SCORE-DS hierarchical process model with levels 0 to 4. SCORE-DS has a scope of all customer interactions from order entry to paid invoice, from the supplier's supplier to the customer's customer. Sales, marketing, product development, and research and development are out of scope. SCORE-DS has 4 major sections that are all interrelated to help define the overall processes in a way that aligns with key business functions and goals. These are performance. Start here to understand the model. Performance attributes are characteristics used to describe a strategy. Each attribute has 1 or more defined metrics at levels 1 through 3 in a KPI tree that measure the ability of processes to achieve the strategic objectives of the performance attribute. Each lower-level metric serves as a diagnostic for the higher-level metric. Performance metrics help translate business strategy into supply chain strategy, benchmark against similar supply chains or internal targets, and identify and monitor processes that are the likely cause of performance gaps. Processes. Processes are standard descriptions of management processes and relationships. These help capture the consensus view of the as-is, what we do, and how we do it, the what-if scenarios, and the to-be, what will we do, where and how will we do it, states of processes. Practices. Practices are a unique way to configure a process or set of processes based on special skills, automation, software, process sequence, or process integration. Practices that the organization believes will result in significantly better process performance can be added to transformation wish lists or be considered when conducting analysis of alternatives. Other practices might be blacklisted. All practices are now called best practices, single category. Organizations decide whether or not a practice is valuable. First, the practice must apply to the industry and the business. After narrowing them down to viable alternatives, the organization may plot practices on a risk/return prioritization matrix, see Exhibit 1-35, and select some low-effort/high-return practices because they are quick wins but also some high-effort/high-return elements as sponsor issues. They may avoid practices that have low returns unless they are deemed necessary. Organizations can also benchmark which supply chains are using which practices in an effort to expand some practices to the entire organization. Practices are categorized by these pillars. Analytics and technology, for example, BP049 Lean Planning. Process, for example, BP009 Kanban. Organization, for example, BP160 Lean. Exhibit 1-35. Prioritization matrix for selecting practices to consider in transformation. People. This area helps align staff and staffing needs to internal targets by providing standard skill definitions and standardized skill maturity levels to assess skills and performance needs. Organizations define the needed skill level of a role as they see fit. Competency levels are defined as follows. Novice, new to the field or activity. A novice is task-oriented and needs standard/written procedures. Beginner, has not mastered work skills, is task-oriented, and has limited situational perception. Competent, goal-oriented, and has enough skill to do tasks and set priorities, but is still task-oriented. Needs an analytical system for decision-making. Proficient, sees holistic situation and uses it to set priorities and act from personal knowledge and conviction. Decision-making is now intuitive, but problem recognition still requires measuring rather than intuition. Expert, intuitive understanding of the situation and what is possible, able to highlight key points or extend related experience to master new situations. Both decision-making and problem recognition are intuitive. While the major processes themselves are not metrics, each has one or more level 1 metrics. The full set and their codes are listed in Exhibit 1-36. Note how each metric starts with a 2-letter code followed by a level and unique identifier. For example, RL2.4 is a level 2 reliability metric. Learning how to use SCORE-DS for transformations. To learn more about SCORE-DS, start with the SCORE-DS website, www.score.a-s-cm.org. Take the free SCORE course online tutorial and read the Introduction to SCORE document. Then become even more familiar by navigating through the site, starting with the performance area, performance. On the performance tab, click an area such as the resilience dropdown, and from there click one of the level 1 resilience metrics, such as RL1.1 perfect customer order fulfillment. Read the definition, calculation, data collection, and discussion areas. For the RL1.1 calculation, note how it says, an order is perfect if the individual line items making up that order are all perfect. Review the subcomponent bullets that refer to RL2.1 to 2.4. Each of these subcomponents needs to be perfect for the overall order to be perfect. The logic is described. Each component receives a score of 1 if it is judged to be perfect. Otherwise, it receives a score of 0. If the sum of the scores equals the number of components, in this case 4, the order line is perfectly filled. Note how this logic allows for other forms of perfection to be defined and included as custom components. Also listed in a hierarchy area for a given metric are its level 2 metrics. Each metric has processes and practices that use it. Click one of the level 2 metrics, for example, RL2.4 customer order perfect condition. Read this metric's information. In the hierarchy area, click one of the level 3 metrics, such as RL3.11 customer orders delivered damage-free conformance. Note how at level 3, you are taken to a running list of reliability level 3 metrics. See how RL3.11 has 3 potential fulfill processes that could be used to provide the data for this metric. After browsing through as many metrics and their subsets as desired, it is time to move on to the processes area. Processes. On the processes tab, click one of the processes in the double infinity symbol graphic, such as plan. Read the description. Note how level 2 processes for plan are now listed below the graphic. Click one of these processes, such as P1 plan supply chain. Review the information provided for this process, and then click one of its level 3 processes, such as P1.1 capture external market signals. Read the definition and review the metrics and practices associated with this process. Scroll down to see the workflow flowchart for this process. The workflow for P1.1 is shown in Exhibit 1-37. Note how the process in question is shown with one or more input processes, OE1.3 here, and one or more output processes, P1.2 here. Also shown are the workflow elements such as market data or market insights. Exhibit 1-37, SCORE-DS workflow for P1.1 capture external market signals. Workflows such as these can help when designing as-is, what-if, and to-be process maps by showing common ways these processes interact. Viewing this workflow for each upstream and downstream process can provide a solid starting point for mapping a larger process. Let's try it. Click B1.2 in the navigation sidebar and scroll down to view these workflows. Note how this workflow has many more potential inputs, including inputs related to make-to-stock, make-to-order, and engineer-to-order, as well as one input that is listed as Other, outside framework. During supply chain process design, the design team can select the process options that apply to this process or develop their own processes. Now, let's look at the input to P1.1. Navigate to OE1.3. Click Orchestrate in the Processes graphic, scroll down, and click OE1 Supply Chain Strategy to find this process in the sidebar on the right, or use the search feature. See how this process also has inputs, but one input is simply called External Data, meaning that the process relies on external inputs such as market data for market scanning. Review more processes and their workflows as desired. Let's see how to work with practices next. Practices. On the Practices tab, read the introduction. Then click Best Practices by Category and review the categories. Click one of the drop-down arrows to see practices in a given category. For example, click Inventory Management in the left sidebar, and then click BP009 Kanban. Read the definition. Note how this is a brief discussion of the practice. Actually implementing this practice will require use of outside resources such as textbooks, instructor-led training courses to provide the necessary people skills or hiring, plus perhaps new software or software configurations. Review the related processes where the practice might be applied. Scroll down to the metrics area and review the metrics that can be used to measure the relative success of the process. Further down, note the people section. Here are related people skills for the Kanban practice. Now click Best Practices by Pillar and note that this is an additional way to find practices one might consider. Also, click the Search tab. Note how search results are divided among processes, performance, people, and practices. Click Practices and then enter a practice you are searching for, such as Kanban. This is another way to find a practice. If you search for Kanban, note how it also shows up on the People subset. Click the People subset to see what is listed. H-E.139 Kanban System. This is a related experience a person might need. Let's explore the People tab next. People. On the People tab, read the introduction. Note how it has subsets of skills, the capacity to deliver predetermined results with minimal input of time and energy, experiences, knowledge, or ability acquired by observing or participating in various real-life situations, and training, which develops a skill or type of behavior through instruction. Also review the 5 competency levels, and then click the subtabs for skills, experiences, and training, and scroll through what is there. Click one skill and review its definition and related processes, experiences, training, and practices. These areas plus the search engine are useful for finding a specific skill and so on. Another good way to use the people and practices areas is to go back to the processes, determine the process that needs to be understood or designed, and then see what practices and people elements may be needed for that process. For example, click the processes tab, click plan in the graphic, and then click P1 plan supply chain. Click P1.1 capture external market signals. Note that one practice is BP own 156 collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR, and that one people skill is HS48 forecasting. These may be practices and skills to consider for this process. Click HS48. Read the definition and review the processes to which it might apply. Also scroll down and review the experiences and training that may be needed for forecasting capability development. Score Racetrack. Score Racetrack is a model for defining the major phases of a transformation using SCORE-DS. Looking at Exhibit 1-38, it is easy to see how its major steps are compatible with the process roadmap presented in this course. Exhibit 1-38, Score Racetrack. A racetrack metaphor implies that change is now a marathon. Once one lap is done, it is time to start the next. The model also contains a more detailed roadmap with outcomes, milestones, tools, techniques, templates, and a time frame. The time frame suggests 6 days for step 1, engage, 3 days for step 2, define, 12 days for step 3, analyze, and 6 days for step 4, plan, with step 5 being a separate proposal. Note that these materials discuss SCORE Racetrack steps 1 and 2 in module 1, steps 3 and 4 primarily in module 2, and step 5 primarily in module 3. This course's Module 4 addresses reflecting on the transformation, which is implied by the circular nature of this model.